Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. Now, okay, I've got my topic. I've got my five keywords for today. And we just need a caller. And you can play along at your kitchen table, in your bathroom, on the bus, on the train, on a plane, in the airport, wherever you are at the moment, and see how you get on. And why don't you join us some morning for a waffle here on The Breakfast Show on Today FM. Paul Moran is in Galway. Hi, Paul, how are you?
Good morning, Ian. How are you?
Oh, sure, I'm fine. Paul, you're hoping for a sports topic this morning.
Yeah, I am, but sure, look at you.
It's only a bit of fun anyway, isn't it?
Exactly, like, you know? Exactly. Yeah. Sure, yeah. Look at you. Whether I'll be waffling away.
Whether it's... You're good at waffling, are you?
No.
No, I know.
I'd be humming and hawing, all right.
Yeah. So you're from Galway, yeah? Whereabouts?
I am near Loughrea now. Near Loughrea.
Very
yeah.
good. Okay. All right. Well, listen, best of luck on this. I knew Loughrea was in the news there recently. There was a Michelin star given to a restaurant in Loughrea just the other night. Did you know?
That's
that?
Right. Yeah. Lignum. It's literally two minutes drive from my place. Yeah. Lovely spot.
Is it nice? Have you eaten there?
No, I haven't. No, it's a bit out of my price range, but I've heard great reports. From
congratulations to them for getting an award like that. Brilliant. Anyway, Paul, let's see if we can award you €1,000 as well. We're about to reveal what your topic is for today, and I want to wish you the very best. Oh, sports. Oh, this is good. This is good.
Today's waffle topic is
football teams based in London.
Okay, Arsenal, Liverpool. Tottenham, Chelsea, Crystal Palace, Brentford.
Yes, you've done it!
Are you serious?
Yeah, you've done it.
Are you serious?
Arsenal, Spurs, Chelsea, Crystal Palace, Brentford.
Oh my God.
That was very impressive.
When I say it was in sport, I was hoping for the GAA.
All right. Well, there you go, you see.
Well, look at that. One look at give Arsenal about it. Brilliant. I've got it.
Oh, Paul, that's fantastic. Arsenal, Spurs, Chelsea, Crystal Palace, Brentford, you have done it. €1,000 on the way to you. I'm delighted for you. That's fantastic.
I bet you go to Lincoln now, anyhow.
Exactly. Thanks a million, Paul. Congratulations. Yeah, Shauna's here with your showbiz news. So, Shauna, it was Peter Kay yesterday.
Peter Kay was getting heckled in Manchester over the weekend. Okay. And I have another heckle-based story. So, apparently, Britain's Got Talent producers are having an awful time trying to edit the upcoming episodes of the show.
Yeah.
Because as the recording was happening, it was constantly being interrupted by boos and insults at Simon Cowell.
Oh.
So, according to reports, any time Simon criticised a performer, he was booed.
Right.
And he was also repeatedly called an old fart.
An old fart. Yeah. So they're editing out old farts,
are they? They were roaring old fart at him. And then I think he took it relatively well.
Yeah.
He was laughing away. But as they're trying to edit it out of the show, they're struggling to do that. I say leave it in.
That's openly anti on garlic bread.
Exactly. Old fart.
That makes you fart.
It's all connected. Yeah.
It's gone full circle.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and then this other story, love hate, is it?
Oh, the love hate saga.
An update on this saga. What's going on?
So last week we were chatting about the Irish actor John Connors and his claim that Love Hate would be making a comeback after 10 years.
He said that on the 6 o'clock show.
That's right.
On Virgin Media. Yeah.
So John revealed the show was returning, that production would begin later this year. Cue hysteria. Everyone went mad. RTE were quick to shut down the rumour. They had no plans for a new series of the show.
This has nothing to do with us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
John then went on to say that it was actually Netflix who were involved and that series 6 and 7 would be shot back to back. Then Netflix insiders responded saying there is no truth in John's statements.
My God.
So
they're calling him a liar, basically.
They are, he's saying this is true.
Yeah.
Now, Ian, the plot thickens further.
What are you talking about?
You don't know what I'm talking about. That was good.
That was good.
So in this morning's Irish Mirror, they report that John said that he would talk about this just one more time with one special person,
right.
Just once more, and that person is Dave Moore on Today FM.
Okay.
So they also said that John was due to appear on Dave's show yesterday,
right?
But that there was no sign of him.
He didn't show up.
No
Why?
Sign of him. So what is going on?
What's going on?
I don't know. We need to clear this up.
So he said he was going to clear it up with Dave.
With one person only.
Okay.
Dave Moore.
Well, Dave Moore. Dave! Sorry.
Hang on.
The glass is too bloody thick.
Dave, come here. Get that microphone over that man. Get that man in here. Let's clear this up for once and for all.
What's the story?
What's
it? You mean you weren't listening? No,
that microphone there,
with the light on.
You want to know the John Connor story?
Yeah. So, okay.
Look.
So, listen, is this happening or not? Can you tell us, have you had a conversation?
I have had a conversation with John.
Yeah.
What happened was he was supposed to come on yesesterday.
Yeah.
But then Harrison Ford got in touch and was like,
right.
Dave, can I come on your show and talk about my movie? I was like, fine, Harrison, fine.
So John, we'll have to hold it over.
Sorry to today. So today,
yeah.
You want this microphone here? All right. Today, yes, John Connors will be on the show.
Today,
he will answer. I'm going to ask him every question I want to ask him about this. Is love hate happening?
Yeah.
Why are people saying that isn't happening?
Yeah.
Why is he saying that it is happening? We're going to figure it all out.
Can I have a cameo role? That kind of thing.
The usual stuff I ask. Like, you know, Harrison said yes, so I'm sure I'll ask John as well. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So that's on today.
Today. So definitely happening today.
John will be
John,
on
and I
that
will,
show today.
Yes, I will find out what's happening.
On Today FM.
You got it.
Do you want to tell us what time? No, don't tell us.
No.
Oh,
from 9.
9 o'clock.
Yeah, tune in from who knows what time. Yeah.
Okay. Did you hear our bit we did there?
Oh my God.
Wasn't it good, wasn't it?
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Almost as good as Paul.
Paul.
The guy who won Waffle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul who? What are you talking about?
Listen in, I'll be having a... I'll talk you out in the
good
jacks.
Good luck now.
Yeah.
Die with a smile, what? If you want to have a guess or show off your breadth of knowledge, send us a WhatsApp voice note with your answer. I must tell you, though, this is just for a bit of fun, okay? Just to see how you're getting on. We'll give you a mention on the radio and all. Now, this is about Play-Doh. That's why I was saying, you know, if you've got kids, you might know this. Play-Doh is a beloved children's toy today, but it wasn't always meant to be. Oh, Play-Doh, very popular. Even when I was growing up, that's a lot. That's Fado. Play-Doh was a thing. It was invented in the 1930s, it says here, and it had a very different original purpose. Can you guess, or do you know, what is the original purpose of Play-Doh? It was originally invented to do something else, but then it became a children's toy. So can you guess what it was originally invented to do? Invented in the 1930s, it had a very different original purpose. Please let us know, because I haven't got a clue. Daniel is heading to work in Dundalk at the moment. How are you, Daniel? Thank you very much for choosing us and tuning into us here at Today FM. Good to have you with us. Good morning, Ian. I think it might have been used to seal windows. Yeah, like putty. I thought that as well. Or maybe as a bandage of some description. Daniel, not the right answer, but thank you very much. And good educated guessing going on there. Good on you. And have a good day in work today. And Ben in Wexford, something to do with explosives. Oh my God. That's not the right answer either, but I see the way you're thinking there, Ben, because it does look a little bit like that kind of thing. No, Rob and John, they have the answer for us this morning. So let's find out. I'm fascinated by this one. So Play-Doh, what was it originally for?
Good morning, Eno.
There we are.
Rob and John back in the explosives truck here again on the way to Temple Moor. I think the answer to the question, Ian, is a wallpaper cleaner. Cheers, Ian.
Really? Wallpaper cleaner. Good God. Now, something has just come up on my screen here. The product was first manufactured in Cincinnati, Ohio, in the United States of America, as a wallpaper cleaner in the 1930s. Play-Doh was then reworked and marketed to Cincinnati schools in the mid-1950s. Well, there you go. We're asking you to play your part in Today FM's Big Busk in Ending Homelessness for Focus Ireland. And you can head over to todayfm.com/busk. While you're there, you can sign up to host your own event, join a busking event, or donate to the Big Busk. And remember, Friday, March 7th is Big Busk Day. And for the last 2 years on The Breakfast Show, we've been putting this very show up for auction to the highest bidder. And in return, we go and broadcast from that business on the morning of the Big Busk with all the money going to Focus Ireland. And it's great. It's been brilliant. We're going to do it again this year, and bidding begins next Monday. So Monday morning, we'll be telling you all about it right here on The Breakfast Show and trying to get your bids in. Now, last year, Evergreen Health Foods, go on, they bid €28,000 for us to broadcast from their HQ in Galway, and it was a brilliant morning. I enjoyed it immensely. We had a great time. Beautiful welcome from all the people down there, from the top right down all the way. And the person bidding on behalf of Evergreen Health Foods was Helen Mannion, and she's on the line this morning. Helen, no, it's next Monday we start the bidding, so you can't bid yet.
I have the alarm set, Ian. Don't worry, I have the alarm set.
Good for you. So tell us, just for anybody who's thinking of doing it, was there a good response to it? I mean, did it? I know you were helping us and helping Focus Ireland and all that kind of business, but do you think it was good for Evergreen Health Foods?
Oh, of course. Like, being part of the Big Busk really only had a positive impact on our business, on our 8 stores, on our online stores, on staff morale. Our customers loved it. Our suppliers loved it. So much positive reaction.
Very good. So it was worth it as far as you're concerned, yeah?
100%, yeah. And we had a great day. We had a great morning. Yeah. You guys had fun as well. And
we did. We had a great time. And we all left with armfuls of all kinds of things from Evergreen Health Food, including those absolutely delicious shiitake mushrooms, dried ones.
Oh, did you like those?
Peppered. Oh, yes. Stop the lights. Very good.
That's put a pepper in your step, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Indeed. So listen, would you have any advice for somebody who's thinking of making a bid? Like, for example, would you say, you know, don't go in too early. Don't go too high at the start, or have a meeting and decide how committed you are to it, or, you know, how far you're going to go with it. Yeah,
I think that's a good idea. I think it's good to maybe have an idea of what your budget is.
Yeah.
And then you just throw the budget out the window. And you get swept up along with the whole thing. That's how it works for us, and here we are. So I think that's the worst idea.
Yeah, and you've still survived, even though, because there will be people saying, no, we have our budgets made out now, there's no way we can do anything. You have survived now, and you threw it all away and said, no, to hell with this, this is a great cause, we're going for it.
Yeah, and you really couldn't put a price on the buzz we had that morning, the buzz beforehand for the 3 weeks, afterwards, and the knock-on effect. So it was a really good thing to be a part of.
And you were saying that it helped staff morale, but when I went down there, it didn't look like staff morale needed to be lifted any higher at all. They were already pretty happy with themselves. Yeah,
it was. You know what? For those couple of hours, we just laughed, and even looking back on the video and the photographs afterwards, everyone, the smiles on everyone's faces and the laughing, and it was really, really good fun.
Fantastic. Well, Helen, thank you very much for putting in the bids and for
being the
representative and all that. And good luck to everybody in Evergreen Health Foods. Thanks a million.
Thanks so much, Ian.
Playing the music you love. Today.